Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo! just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are.
All we need is
peace is where you are.
All
joy is where you are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
and
you.
Love is who you are.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your divine intervention. Oh, God, we lift you up today, God. We glorify you. We magnify your name. Oh, God, we ask you to bless us on the airwaves today, God. Let a word be said that would encourage somebody's heart. Let a word be said that would empower somebody. Let a word be said that will let them know that you are still God and you're still sitting on the throne. You're still reigning in our hearts. You're still reigning in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the hedge of protection today, God. We bind the enemy right now, God. We send him back to the pits of hell, never to return again. We bind sickness today, God. We come against all manner of diseases today, God. We bind mind battles today, God. We bind, hallelujah, evil thoughts, God, that would enter into our hearts, God. We divine wicked imagination today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're going to lift up you, Lord God. We're going to glorify your name, God, because you are a God of love. You're a God of peace. You're a God of long-suffering. You're a God of gentleness, kindness, meekness, patience, Lord God, and we thank you for it today, God. We give you glory today, God. Oh, God, we ask you to remember those that are struggling, God, going through things, Lord God, in this season that is uncomfortable, God, going through mind battles, hallelujah, we bind seducing spirits today, God. Lord God, we ask you to give us a mind of peace, God, a mind of love, a mind of contentment, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to go into the homes of our neighbors, God, and we ask you to go into the schools today, God, and cover our children, God, cover the principals, God, cover the teachers, cover the staff, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we travel through the wicked streets, God, we ask you, the Lord God, to let no harm come upon us. Hallelujah. We come against evil today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against racism and hatred and all manner of wicked devices that would set themselves up, hallelujah, to bring your people down, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up today, Jesus. Hallelujah. We realize we can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, we would fail, God. We ask you, Lord God, as we open up with the scripture today, God. Hallelujah. You said in Romans 12:1-2, higher no more, shaya. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. For our foundational scripture, God. Higher no more, shaka. And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to invoke this scripture into your minds today, God. Hallelujah. You say in Romans 12:1-2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's our reasonable service. Hallelujah. To be holy. Hallelujah. It's our reasonable service to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. That is our reasonable service, God. And we thank you for it today, God. And you told us even also to be not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. We greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just so thankful to be back on Blog Talk Radio today. I am your founder and your host, Pastor Adrian Benoit. Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, on a stone. Ephesians 2 and 20, we are daily, Tuesday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Central Standard Time, and 10 Eastern Standard Time. Tune in, expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is area code 657-383-0934. It's for all of our segments. You can also email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministries page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages, or on blogtalkradio.com. And visit us on our YouTube channel. Send any correspondence that you may have, any prayer requests that you have, send it to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 15448, Humble, Texas 77338. And we ask you also to sow into this ministry to further the gospel on our website through our PayPal account. Amen. We just thank God for what he's doing. We weren't on the air on yesterday. I have a little sick young man here, Bentley, and I'm asking you to pray for him. Amen. Keep him before the Lord in your prayers. He's still not feeling the greatest, and we have to be en route in a little bit to a dentist appointment. I don't even know if they'll be able to see him because of this virus that he has. Amen. But we're going to go nevertheless. Amen. We just want to invite your attention today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see any callers on the line right now. Amen. But I'm here. Amen. And I've been mandated, amen, to get on this line Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday weekly. Amen. To share the word of God with you. Amen. Today, this week's Destiny Focus, as I was just going about taking care of business and doing things over the weekend, amen, the Lord dropped this scripture in my heart. Amen. He dropped it in my heart, and this thought in my mind. Destiny Focus this week. Think on these things. Think on these things. Glory to God. And we're coming from Philippians chapter, and I'm going to begin reading. I'm going to begin reading at verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What are you saying, Pastor Benoit? Just what the scriptures say. Be careful for nothing. That means in everything, we have to be careful, and we have to make our requests known by what? By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It says, let it be made known unto God. And the peace of God, oh, how many want the peace of God today, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. In verse 8, this is our focus verse. Finally, it said finally, after you've done those things above, it says finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue and if there praise, think on these things. Think on these things. What are you saying, Pastor Bernard? Glory to God. What are you saying to us today? Hallelujah. Surround yourself around people that are true, that are thinking true. Hallelujah. What is true? What is true? Dictionary.com says true. Being in accordance with the actual state or condition, conforming to reality or fact, not false. True. What does that mean? Real. Genuine. Authentic. Exact or accurate formation. Something that is true. Glory to God. And that's what Paul was admonishing us in Philippians. What things are true? He's telling us to think on those things. Think on those things. Let those things matter. Let those things marinate in your spirit. Glory to God. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are honest. Glory to God. Honest. Those things that are true. Honest. What do you mean, honest? Those things that are honorable. Those things that are sincere. Those things are glory to God. Those things that are genuine. Being honorable in your principles, honorable in your intentions, honorable in your actions. Those things that are true. Those things that are honest. Those things that are just. Glory to God. Those things that are just. Just. Those things that are guided by truth, by reason. Being fair. Again, according to the principle. Being correct. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things are pure. Glory to God. Those things that are pure. What you mean, Pastor Bernard? They have not been contaminated. Glory to God. Pure. Free from anything of a different, inferior, or contaminating kind. Free from extraneous matter. Unmodified. Hallelujah. Pure. They haven't been tampered with. It's clear. It's free from blemishes. And that's what God wants our heart to look like. He wants our heart to be pure. David said, hallelujah, create in me a clean heart, Lord. Create in me a clean heart. What are you saying, Pastor Bernard? Glory to God. If I say, create in me a clean heart, asking the Lord to create in us a clean heart, a pure heart. Hallelujah, create a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. With all for God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, create in us a clean heart. Pure,
holy. Glory to God. Our scripture that we stand on for this broadcast, Romans 12:1-2, hallelujah, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah, a living sacrifice. Think on these things. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it goes on further and says, be not conformed. Hallelujah. Don't let this world shape you. Wear it as a loose garment. Don't get so attached to these things. Hallelujah. Think on these things, the things that are lovely, the things that are pure. It says, but be you transformed by the renewing of your minds. Our minds have to be renewed. Glory to God. Our minds have to be renewed for we can think on these things. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are lovely. Not something nasty, but things that are lovely. Things that are pleasant. Pleasant to look at. Hallelujah. Lovely. Charmingly. Having a beauty that appeals to the heart or mind as well as to the eye, as a person or a face. Highly pleasing. Highly pleasing. Very well. Splendidly. Lovely. Whatsoever things are of a good report. Glory to God. We're so quick to receive something negative. But what about thinking about the good? Think on the good things before we receive something negative. Good. It says morally excellent, virtuous, righteous, satisfactory in quality, quantity, or degree. Good. Good. Something that is worthy. Something that is beneficial to the body, not just yourself. Not just yourself. Think on those things that are of good report. If there be any virtue, this is what Philippians and this is Paul was saying. If there be any virtue, hallelujah, and if there be any praise, think on those things. Think on those things. On those things. Think on these things. If there be any excellence, if there be any goodness, if there be any righteousness, if there be any power, think on these things. If there be any praise, all praises go to God. Hallelujah. Don't praise one another, but praise God. Yes. We should be thankful and appreciative of one another, but all our praise is due to God. All of our praise is due to God. Hallelujah, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Where would we be? If we praise men, glory to God. If we praise men, hallelujah, and they don't acknowledge us, they don't acknowledge us. Hallelujah. We'll be angry with them for the rest of our lives. But we have to surround ourselves around those people and those things that are going to keep our heart pure. Keep our heart pure. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. That's what David was saying. It's not my mother. It's not my brother. But it's me, oh Lord. And in the need of prayer. Let's turn in Psalm 51. Oh God, we love you today. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. spirit. Surround me around people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Around people. Hallelujah. That are thinking on these things. Think on these things. And I'm not going to hold you today because I have to get busy to the dentist. Hallelujah. Pray for him. His body's still racking in pain, but he's pressing his way. David said in Psalm 51, he said, create in me. We're going to start at verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. He's asking the Lord to have mercy upon him according to his loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, he said, blot out my transgression. When people have done wrong, and we know they've done wrong, we can't kill them. We can't kill them. Look at David again. He had many opportunities to kill King Saul. What will you do when your enemy is delivered in your hand? Will you kill him? Or will you extend mercy? David said, blot out my transgression. According to thy loving kindness, have mercy upon me. I haven't always been good. I'm not the perfect woman. I'm not the perfect man, but I'm striving. He said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions. See, you have to acknowledge that. And once you acknowledge that, then you can get help. Then you're able to do what Corinthians has admonished us to do. Think on these things. Verse 3 says, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, David is saying, you only have I sinned. Against you only have I sinned, Lord, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaken in the iniquity. All of us were shaken in iniquity. And in sin did our mothers conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Make me to know wisdom, God. I don't want to walk around hating. I don't want to walk around despising my brethren. I don't want to walk around angry and bitter every day, holding grudges from 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Let it go. Clear out the garbage. Get all the clutter out your heart and be free. Free to serve God. Free to worship him. Free to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. He said, behold, thou vows truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Lord, I want to hear joy and gladness. I don't want to hear gunshots. I don't want to hear negative things spoken against my brother and my sister. Lord, I just want to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hallelujah. You might be afflicted in your legs. Your arms, your bones might be broken. Hallelujah. But David said, if I could hear joy and gladness, then guess what? Even with my broken bones, I can rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity, God. Create, that's verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. That's my prayer today. Cast me not away from thy presence, and don't ever take thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then David said, will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted. People of God, I'm leaving you with this thought God gave me. Think on these things. Think on these things. Think about when you were in your mess. You didn't want nobody to castigate you. You didn't want nobody to walk on you. Even though you felt like you was in a gutter. Ah, glory to God. Even though you felt like you was in the lion's den, you felt like you was in the furnace. Hallelujah. But you wanted somebody to have mercy upon you. You wanted somebody, hallelujah, to extend the hand of mercy. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that's what everybody wants when they find themselves in a precarious situation, when they find themselves in a season of loneliness, when they find themselves going around the same mountain day in and day out, when they find themselves mumbling and groaning and there's no help, when they find themselves where they're calling on God day and night and seeming like no help ever is going to come, glory to God, we want a hand of mercy to be extended unto us. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any virtue, again, if there be any virtue, if there be any righteousness, if there be any goodness, if there be anything excellent in you, and if there be any praise, think on these things. God is love, and love is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you today. We give you glory today, God. Think on these things. Help us to think on those things, God. Help us to think on those things, Lord God. Those things that are pure, those things that are true, those things that are honest, those things that are just. Hallelujah. Those things that are of a good report. Lord, we want a good report. When we stand before you, God, we want you to be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into thy rest. Well done. Well done, thy good and perfect servant, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. These things, think on these things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Well done. Well done. Think on those things. Hallelujah. Think on those things. Think on those things. When you've been ridiculed, when you've been ostracized, when you've been lied upon. Hallelujah. When you have been thrown aside. Think on those things. Think on those things. Think on those things. Hallelujah. We praise you today, God. I thank you for this word today, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I praise you. And I give you glory. I don't see any callers on the line today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 9, Philippians 4 and 9 says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace shall be with you. God bless you all. I pray that this word would encourage somebody. Hallelujah. And that you would continue to seek God. Continue to seek him. This word, marinate in your spirit. Meditate upon it day and night. Think on those things that are pure, true. Those things that are honest. Those things that are just. Those things that are pure. Those things that are lovely. Those things that are of a good report. Think on those things. God bless you. We love you with the love of God.